Good morning, everyone. Today is Thursday, 19th of September, and right now it's partly cloudy and 27 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast predicts for today overcast with temperatures ranging from low of 26 to high of 32 degrees Celsius with a heat index of 37. Winds would be blowing from southwest at 10 to 5 miles per hour. And later on, we can expect overcast with thunderstorms. Winds again from the southwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of a rain is on 60%. Morning humidity was on 73 and it will drop on 61% by noon. Moon is full in Pisces. The Pisces moon is about faith, spirituality and intuition. You are being asked to dream, meditate and be creative. Your sensitivity will be heightened. You may have to move away from loud noise, crowds and negative people. Be in nature because this will nurture you. And have compassion for yourself and others. Your spiritual growth is real, and real growth can be painful. The Orville Film Festival 13 is going on, and the following is an interview with Krishna about it. Good morning, Krishna.
Good morning, Miriam.
How do you feel about the festival after 2 days?
I feel really happy that when I see so many people enjoying themselves and coming to watch films.
Yeah. It's really festive, it's really colorful comparing to last year's. It's actually every year is better and better, yeah. But there's one thing which is confused me a little bit. I just saw the announcement that on Sunday at 8 p.m. there would be screening in Cinema Paradiso of the winning film for the Human Unity.
Yes.
Do you have any information what about the real closing, you know, like as it's supposed to give the monk brow?
Yes.
The judges and stuff like that. Do you know when that would be scheduled?
Yes, that will be at 6 p.m. on Sunday at the Town Hall Plaza.
Uh-huh. So by that time, whatever we vote is going to be in and the judges will decide who is.
And it's only at that time that we will know which film will be screened at 8 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso.
Anyhow, if I understood Marco correct, there's going to be only 4 awards this year, yeah?
Well, there's going to be, let's say we have the Mong Bra, mm-hmm. for the children, audience award for the best Orovillian filmmaker in the students category, and then there will be the 4 main plaques, one for each category. Mm-hmm. But we also have awards for other categories. We don't know yet what the judges are going to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
So, because especially in the Orovillian categories, there are many different kinds of films.
Yes, it's diversity.
Yeah, so this the judges have to kind of make up their mind of how they want to show their appreciation to mm-hmm. different filmmakers, and then correspondingly, well, we won't have we only have one plaque for mm-hmm. each category, but we do have other awards for people.
So let's repeat again, on Sunday at 6 p.m. Town Hall Plaza, yeah.
Yes.
And at 8 p.m. screening of the winning movie.
Human Unity category.
Of Human Unity.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And the others, all the films going to be uploaded on Orville TV? Or just the winning ones?
No, just whichever that,
the best ones?
No, whoever wants to upload.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because people, some people do not want to put their film on the
web. On the web page, yeah.
Yes. So people who do want to put their film online have already done so.
Mm-hmm.
Those links are available on our website, and mm-hmm. then those will be uploaded to Orville TV.
Krishna, thank you for today, and let's enjoy, because I see that the first movies are coming up already in the Town Hall conference room.
Yes.
The screen. Thank you.
Thank you, Miriam. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Thank you. We are invited by the amphitheater group and the resident assembly service on Sunday at 5 p.m. at Matri Mandir Banyan Tree to a concentration, silent gathering for the physical manifestation of Orville. And Saturday, 21st of September, it's announced as the Worldwide Peace Day. And we can participate in few ways. It's a either by Worldwide Peace Wave at noon, all time zones, where individuals, organizations and countries are being asked to observe a minute of silence, moment of peace day. This simple yet profound and practical action demonstrates that personal and planetary peace are one. Or secondly, at midnight by GMT, at the exact same moment, countless people of all over the world will be joining together in a unifying demonstration of inner peace. In hundreds of cities at 12 midnight, they will be meditating to embody the peace we wish to see in the world. To check more about that, we can go on www.unify.org. But here in Orville, we will meet on 21st at 11 a.m. in Unity Pavilion International Zone to join a Mandial movement for peace for the seven generations. Women, men are looking for a different way of living together in this planet. We're going to read the declaration to do some movement for peace and 10 minutes meditation. But there are over 440 locations around the world joining into synchronizing meditation, dance and prayer to help bring peace to the world. And people are organizing meditation flash mobs, yoga kirtans, musical celebrations, qigong classes, earth dances and drama circles. All at the same time, at midnight on GMT time, all over the world. On Tuesday and Wednesday, 24th and 25th of September at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion presents Talk of Vedanta, Living the Vision of Oneness, the Upanishads and the Gita by Nima Majumdar. Through one's action, worshipping Him, from who is the creation of the beings, by whom all is pervaded, a human being becomes accomplished, is written in Bhagavad Gita. On Sunday, 22nd, at 7 p.m., Adi Shakti at Adi Shakti presents Word of Actor by Maurice Dorosier of Ariane Nonchkin's Theatre du Soleil. Adi Shakti is located opposite of Hope, but we can ask for directions on, you can find some information on 262-2282 or 944-338-9962. Repo Beach is in danger. An emergency fund needed to protect it against erosion with gabions made of sandbags and geo-fencing mesh. We can contribute generously to account 251194. And this fund will help protecting the beach as it was done last Sunday. About 50 volunteers from many parts of Orville and 15 workers from the Orville Earth Institute enjoyed filling large sandbags to protect the beach. This system worked relatively well as Baga House is still protected and the land behind the bags did not erode. Other parts of the beach which were not protected by the sandbags lost between 2 to 4 meters in 2 days. So we need to help filling more bags. Volunteers needed on Sunday 22nd and the action will start at 9 a.m. If you are interested in learning co-op, wattle or daub construction, then visit Fertile this Sunday and Monday, 22nd and 23rd, to help with René and Richard Homestead and François Demountable House. Food and drinks are included and it's free for all. Because building with earth, like many decentralized, low-tech solutions, earth construction tends to require a lot of labor. This seems like a setback, but in fact is the greatest gift, for it brings the whole community together to create something. It heightens the sense of interconnectedness and belonging, unlike a market economy that desocializes every service it commodifies. It connects us to each other, to the earth and to our bodies which also build as we build. And requiring only locally sourced renewable resources, this ancient practice can easily become part of contemporary ecologically integrated homesteads, public spaces and other building solutions. For more information, we can call Francois on 9655-942860 or René on 94-42885314. And here's some good news, because BCC has approved and recommended and revised maintenance rates for adults receiving full half time only for now, and children maintenance to be implemented from September 2013 onward, which will be reflected in the accounts from October 2013. we have to keep in mind that other budget requests, including other maintenance, are still under review. Adult maintenance rates 2013-2014 for full-time individual are 8,050, 330 for health funds, 1,150 for solar kitchen, and 1,200 for produce scheme. So the total maintenance is 10,730. Community supported agriculture. The aim of it is to bring people closer to their food, to give an access to organic and locally grown food, and thus create a healthy society. In this season, this community-supported agriculture baskets, we can find different varieties of fruits like bananas, papayas, custard apples, sweet limes, lemons, kumquat, veggies like cluster beans, ladies' fingers, plantains, spinach, gourd, cucumber, salad mix, basil, brinjal, chilies, etc. The produce is always changing depending on the season. The Arville community-supported agriculture has been going on for more than 4 years now without stopping. Except a cyclone, of course. And there are pick points for the basket at Foodlink and Arrowlake and Solitude Farm. The pickup days are Monday and Friday, and participants can have many kilos in their basket as they like. If you would like to join, you can call 98433199260 and let them know, or you can write them to isa@arrowville.org in for the payment and confirmation of the starting date. The film festival is going on, but still, if you are maybe not satisfied what it's going on around, or we cannot find the movie we would like to watch, we can watch tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium Bar at Niva's Pavilion of Indian Culture and International Zone, held film about Beatles, which was directed by Richard Lester, and it was made in UK in 1965. And at Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m. we can see The Last Mountain, which was made in 2011, and was directed by Bill Haney. And as Krishna explained to us, at Cinema Paradiso on Sunday for the end of the Arrowville Film Festival 13, there would be a special screening on Sunday at 8 p.m. of the winning film at Arrowville Film Festival in the Human Unity team. And the mother wrote, "All is relative except the Supreme. The Supreme alone is absolute, but as the Supreme is at the center of each being, each being carries in himself his absolute." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on arrowvilleradio.org.